conversations. We're playing for sheep stations. What used to be footy friends and fun, and now that Dino has come and gone, we're playing for sheep stations. We're playing for sheep stations.
Thanks for that, Supercoach. The whole game sucked. In Guardsy's words, fuck Supercoach. Sucks me in and spits me out every week. I look at my team, look at other people's teams, and I wonder how they score 400 more than me. Then I realise I didn't have Turbo, I didn't have Grant, I didn't have Hughes, I didn't have Flymax, I didn't have... And that's sort of the different... I didn't have Angus Crichton. You might ask, who do I have? Not many is the answer. Another opportunity for an auto emergency free loop this week in the back row with a few key outs. So we might talk to people that have an idea about Supercoach more than me tonight. So, Guardsy, how did you go on the weekend?
Yeah, not good. It was a disaster. I scored 1,316, which was not enough to see green arrows. So I saw some reds. So I dropped from 666 or something to 338 red arrows. I'm now ranked 1,014, so I'm out of the top 1,000.
You've only got to make up three places.
I had a look. I'm 7 points.
3 places, because you've only got to get to 1,011th.
But I had a look to be. I want to be in the top 1,000. So 7 points. Yeah. That's all there is.
Okay, so hopefully Teamless have been kind to you this week and not to others.
The disaster was obviously not owning Turbo, not owning Angus, not owning Harry Grant. Those three were the big ones that cost me. So yeah.
And I went in my basket, I went DCE, which didn't work out. Like a game against the Tigers, they were up 16-0. I thought, here we go. Not owning Turbo, I'll offset it by owning Garrick and DCE, but
I think the only positive to take out of it is last week, I think, was the week where I was going to see the most red. I think these next 2 weeks, I could make my way back up there because Turbo's got some tough games as well. So
yeah, Bulldogs this week, hopefully. Yeah.
And Ponga's my pod, and he's got some games where he could go a bit special.
Mark, how did you go last week?
Yeah, reasonably poor week. In comparison to some of the other scores getting around, 1265 is what I scored. As Guardsy said, it hurt not owning Turbo, not owning Harry Grant. I got a bit carried away with some of the chat in the group on Saturday night about pod captaining Ponga, so I jumped on board and...
wasn't the worst.
No, it wasn't the worst. It didn't cost you that much. It didn't cost me that much. I think it cost me about 60 points. But as I thought at the time, what have I got to lose? I'm sitting 7,000th and I dropped to 8,000. So I'm now sitting in 8,033rd spot. So
yeah, well-cooked Angus scored a pathetic 1,151. Ran without a hooker. Should have run without a halfback because DC was shit. Could have run without some centres. Could have run without a 5'8". You name it. It was poor. I dropped 3,333 spots.
Oh.
And I'm now coming 11,634th. Definite application areas for next year for me. I feel like I'm in my own spoon bowl challenge like the Tigers and the Eels are.
God, I hope no one takes any of your advice.
Oh, look, my advice has been pretty good. I just haven't followed any of it through, except in Mary's followed it through and she's coming 2,000th.
And to be fair, my advice has been great. I just haven't had the trades to make my advice.
Yeah, so we might move on from last week because it was a bit of a car crash for all of us, some less than others, but onwards and upwards. Teamless Tuesday threw up a few spanners in the works. Melbourne, like we knew, rested quite a few key players. A few still playing.
Melbourne aren't playing in the NRL this week. It's the Sunshine Coast Falcons.
Oh, sorry. I'm thinking, shit, they're not on the bye, are they? I'm pretty sure. Anyway, Mark, take it away.
Yeah, it's the penultimate round of the NRL, and it's head-to-head grand finals this week for anyone who cares about head-to-head.
I didn't make any.
No, oh, I made
I'm sure you're shocked.
I'm in a draft grand final.
That's excellent. How's that look?
The guy owns Harry Grant, so that's outstanding.
Lovely.
I'm a cheers, boys.
As long as you don't own Appy.
Yeah.
No.
So the week of footy kicks off on Thursday night up at Townsville with the Cowboys taking on the Melbourne Storm. For the Cowboys, Nanai and Taumalolo return from injury. Fini Fuiaki, McIntyre drop back to the bench. The Melbourne side is unrecognisable from last week. Going out for a rest, Katoa, Grant, Nick Meaney, Howarth, Hughes, Sofa Solomona, Sean Bloor, Kami Kamika, Will Warbrick, Trent Liero, all out.
Did you see that Buzz is having a blow up about it? They're not paying respect to the fans that come and pay their money up in North Queensland. This is some of the only times they'll get to ever see Harry Grant.
Why don't they give a shit about the North Queensland fans?
Well, Braith and Astor said, wake up to yourself. They'll be happy because they'll probably likely go home with a win.
There you go.
It's a good news to be a Vowel owner. That's all I'm saying.
And Braith and Astor also said, what if all those players had picked up an injury last week?
Yeah.
They would have, you know.
There you go. Yeah. So, interestingly, Wishart's playing hooker and Grant Anderson's been named in the number 7 jersey. He's coming back from a week off with a head knock. There's a young bloke, Keegan Russell-Smith, debuting on the bench who they've got a few wraps on in the halves, I think. So, he's on the bench. But, unrecognisable from last week, Melbourne.
I was going to say, you'd be thrilled if you somehow held Joe Chan.
From AE nightmare to a savior.
That's right.
And thankfully, I just read Joe Chan has signed on to 2028 to be an AE nightmare for the next 4 years for us.
Good on him. Yeah, about the only big name. Oh, there's a couple of big names. So Pappenhausen and Munster still playing, but you'd think with that cattle around them, you wouldn't want to be relying on them for too much this week.
And you probably imagine that they get a rest next week.
Yeah. Maybe not much because he's not long back. But
Melbourne should just forfeit next week, I reckon.
You wish.
Why? You want to watch the Broncos get pumped in week one of the finals?
I got to have some hope.
Yeah, okay. Moving on to the first game on Friday night. It's the Bulldogs up against Manly at Accor Stadium, Friday, 6 o'clock. Stephen Crichton out suspended. Carras moves into the centres. Jarrell Skelton onto the wing. Mann is out injured, which brings the weak gutted dog into the starting pack at 13. Josh Curran named to return from a shoulder injury on the bench.
Kurt Mann broke his collarbone?
Broke his collarbone, yeah. They had a photo of it in the it was pretty nasty. Nasty one, actually. So
can find an injury, old Kurt Mann.
Yeah. For Manly, Tommy Talau returns in the centres. That pushes Cooler to the bench. Chan Kum Tong dropping to the extended bench. Nathan Brown and Oshay Ole trade places. And Lodge comes onto the bench for Manly.
So. Wouldn't mind Turbo getting an early break. This is like an early spell this week.
Like a hamstring injury or something. That'd be great.
Yeah, I don't really need him to get an injury. I just wouldn't mind him getting an early spell.
Mm.
Cool. Well, I'm just hoping the Dogs just turn up defensively and just rock solid.
This is the week they're not.
Yeah, watch them let Turbo run. He scores 200 and just ruins everything.
A few people have said they might sit him this week, which is bizarre.
Really?
Surely they don't have numbers to sit him.
Well, I've heard some people also are talking about trading him out this week.
Yeah, everyone's talking like Ponga's run home. Stay away from Kalen. You just wanted Turbo. Stay with him.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah. The 8 o'clock Friday night game is Penrith up against the Rabbitohs. Dane Laurie and McLean have been dropped. Taruva and Alamotti returning to the Penrith side. Mitch Kenny is back from his week off with suspension. For the Rabbitohs, Cody Walker returns, Savili onto the bench, and Cam Murray, he's been named. He's trying to get a downgrade at the judiciary. I don't think there's been much success with that sort of thing so far this year, so I wouldn't expect Cam Murray to be playing on Friday night. Not much else in that game, really, is there? I mean, Luai was a disappointment last week after he impressed in Cleary's absence last week. What, he scored 24 points or
not
something?
Many. Neither did Edwards. He scored 50-odd.
There was
Casey McLean had a stinker.
Yeah, there was a passage of play where Edwards turned to chase someone and it looked like his knee was going to give way. So I don't think he's still anywhere near 100%.
Yeah, it's interesting. A lot of people would have either Dane Laurie or McLean, I think, in their teams, thinking that they were probably going to have them till the end of the year with no chance of a rest either. So
yeah. Oh, well, they've certainly got a rest. Blockbuster flash to kick off Saturday's fixtures. Parramatta up against the Dragons at Combank Stadium. Not much.
Oh,
not, yeah, what a ripper. I haven't watched much of Parramatta this year, but I'll be watching this in the hopes that Zach Lomax goes absolutely mental here and scores four tries or five tries up against Micah Seba.
Have a rest, Zach.
Highly likely.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Mate, Ben Hunt is a real chance. If Adam Reynolds scores 120-odd Supercoach points against Parra, I reckon Ben Hunt's a pretty good shout this week if you're looking for someone.
Yeah. But there's not much, not many change, only some minor changes to both of those teams that aren't really super coach relevant. So moving on, Saturday 5:30 at Suncorp Stadium, the Battle of Brisbane, the Dolphins up against the Broncos.
Whoever loses is out, definitely.
Yeah. For the Dolphins, O'Sullivan and Nichols come in for Nikorima and Jesse Bromwich. Marshall King named on an extended bench along with Tavita Pangai Jr. So that will be an interesting watch. For the Broncos, Haas is named on an extended bench. I saw Guardsy, so he's a chance of coming back from his Lisp Frank injury reasonably quickly.
He could probably dominate in a moon boot anyway.
It's true.
Just need a lip up. Let him run.
Yeah. And Hetherington misses out. He got a concussion last week, I think, didn't he?
Yeah.
So he's out. And Big Takura comes onto the bench. So that'll be an interesting watch. He had a long-term injury too, didn't he?
He played one game. He only played one game and he looked pretty good. So
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how he goes. Then the Saturday 7:30 game is the Sharks up against the Warriors at Shark Park. Sean Johnson's last game of footy. I think if you probably watched a bit of that, I watched the second half of that game last week. I think he's probably gone on a season too long, I think, Sean, hasn't he?
Yeah, hard one for him because he had such a good season last year. Like, you wouldn't have expected his decline to be quite so quick.
Yeah.
I think.
Always happens, though. Especially to him that have always had niggling injuries like his hammies and that.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway, for the Sharks, Nico Hines has been named on an extended bench. Ronaldo misses out again with his knee injury. Came back. How many came back for 1 week and then missed out again?
Weird.
And Katoa, he returns from a head knock. Talakai comes in the centres for Jesse Ramian, who got suspended, I think only for a week. For the Warriors, the centres, Pompey and RTS, both out. Leah Tower back from injury. And interestingly, Nicol Klokstad named in the centres and Tua Peake named at fullback for the Warriors. So that's.
Do you reckon they fly straight out of there to Bali or what?
Yeah, well, who knows?
Boys.
Ubers to the domestic airport. Ubers to the international airport. See you later.
Don't worry about a Powerade at the end of the game.
Don't worry about powering.
Cans, yeah.
Brian Toto-esque, just travelling your kit to Bali.
Right on the plane.
So now we move on to Sunday's game. Sunday's games kick off at 2 o'clock. Newcastle, the Knights up against the Titans. Bradman Best named to make his return from a hamstring injury in the centres.
Good news for Marzio owners, I reckon.
Yeah, that also pushes Lucas into the back row for the injured our man Paul Pierce. They likened his cut on his leg to a shark bite. Yeah.
What's he got? Tissue paper skin.
Anyway. And Brody Jones comes into the back row for Tyson Frizzell, who's out with a head knock as well. For the Titans, Phil Sammy into the centres for Brimson, who's going for surgery on that groin injury that's troubled him all year. Probably wake up after a groin surgery and ask the doctor if he can take away the pain but keep the swelling, I'd think.
Definitely.
But, yeah, I think you're right, Garzy. This is a game that the Knights, are they still, they're still a mathematical chance,
Yeah, they need three
teams. Anyone down to the Raiders.
Yeah, so you'd think big game for Caelan Ponga here at Newcastle. Both their two remaining games are in Newcastle. So let's see what the headgear dog can do, hey? So we round out the weekend, 4:05 Sunday at Allianz Stadium. The Roosters up against the Raiders. Michael Jennings comes in for Joseph Suoliti and Spencer Leniu into the starting pack for Jared Warrior Hargraves.
Mate, the bloke lasted about 8 minutes.
In his first game back, he's gone for another three or four. So I think they said he'll be back for the preliminary final if they get that far. So you'd have to wonder if you get to a big game like a prelim, can you play him? After so much time out, and B, he's just as likely to get bloody sent off.
You'd have to play him, but would you start him? Probably not. You might bring him on for, but then he comes on excited for impact and kills someone.
Anyway, Robbo must have realised he had it half Wong and half White last week because he's selected Nabahu White back on the bench this week.
I hope he's got that White and not Wong.
I hope he has indeed. And Connor Watson comes back from missing last week with a head knock. On the bench, Nat Butcher keeps that 13 jersey, so it'll be interesting to see
what a fucking
why.
Disgrace.
It is a disgrace because Brandon Smith missed last week with a calf niggle. Mm. Just give him another week off. Just put Connor straight into the hooker role. That'll do, Robert.
Just give him 80. Give him something.
That would be nice. Mm. And the Raiders, they retain the same 17. Who upset our mighty Panthers last week. So, fuck you, Ricky.
What about Xavier Savage? Fedicum. The bloke has three stinkers and then the game of his life. And then thinks he's... Anyway. Anyway, we might move on from Team This Tuesday. A bit of a stinker for me. I'm going to struggle like the rest of the year. So, hopefully I can hang on to the top 20,000. Oh, there's something to look forward to. Angry fans. We're up to angry fans, Guardsy. We missed it last week. There's a few if you don't touch on them. I've got a few that hopefully you touch on as well. But
I didn't watch a lot of footy this weekend, so I haven't got much.
Okay. You give us what you've got, and then I'll add a bit in because I was angry on the weekend, mainly Friday.
Yeah. Fair enough. Well, first one is very fucking obvious. It's the bold dog as usual, Ashley Klein. It's pretty standard now at this point, isn't it? And it's for when he sin bin Ola for apparently direct contact to the head on, was it Heath Mason?
Yeah.
Contact to the head that was direct contact to the shoulder.
Even Mason turned around and sort of laughed as they stood up.
And I actually thought we were going to see a player hit a ref. Ola looked like he was about to just show Ashley Klein what direct head contact was. And it would have been outstanding. I think he would have been praised by every single rugby league fan if he did it.
I think it's interesting that he ended up with a $1,000 fine or something like that.
Yeah. And then I love what Ashley Klein said to him. Ola had no idea what he was saying, and I don't blame him because he said, I even wrote it down because I was that pissed off. He wrote, high level of mitigation. What the fuck do you mean, you bulldog? We're playing rugby league. And you're telling Ola high level of mitigation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fuck off. And, of course, the video ref in that was the big forehead dog, Liam Kennedy. No, I don't like him either, so there's that. And then who the fuck was the touchy? What game was it? I can't even remember. I was drunk. Where they were just throwing forward passes around.
Any game from 12 o'clock onwards?
Honestly, every touchy on the weekend was just...
I think it was the Dragons game.
Or Kyle Eros threw a big forward pass, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, that was it. Kyle Eros thrown it a fucking touchdown.
Yeah.
The winger had to dive to catch it and score at the same time.
Happy days as an Eero owner. I needed something.
Like, these touchies can get fucked as well. That's all I've got.
I think when you look at those really obvious ones, how can the bunker not call that back? Like, it's just a disgrace when it's so blatantly obvious. They even do it in rugby. Like, they call a football pass in rugby. Like, surely we've got Hawkeye technology or something that can
tell whether it goes out of the hand.
And what about the fucking, who was the ref? Because they're in the list too. When the Dragons knocked on, and then Ramian got sin binned.
Oh yeah, I don't know.
Was that actually Klein again?
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was Klein because he's the one who got in the way of the pass.
Klein ref two games this weekend. How did he get two games of rugby league? Is amazing.
I don't know, but. Yeah, and he let it play on when he shouldn't have let it play on.
And then even McInnes wanted to challenge him. He goes, well, no, you can't because you're getting sin bin. Like, well, if you had called fucking knock on, he wouldn't be sitting in the sin bin. Like
you get these ones where they throw him in. Like, Oller is the perfect example. His didn't look too bad. But then you get Stephen Crichton on Friday night, just about kills RTS, he gets up all wonky and wobbly, can't hold his feet.
And now Crichton's suspended.
But they said, you know how you said high level mitigating circumstance or something? That's they said it, and that's why they left
that's
him
what
on.
They said, yeah.
Oh, there was mitigating circumstances, and you're allowed to stay on.
It doesn't make sense.
It's
fucking idiot.
I think the problem is there's just no consistency, and it's almost. You've got to start to question whether there's an agenda around which teams they want to win. Did they want the Tigers to win on Thursday night so that the battle for the spoon is something they can push up?
I said it, but it's funny, I'm not even the only one that said it. Like, I can't remember who, one of the fucking ex-rugby league players said it, and it's almost like the NRL's favouriting the Bulldogs this year because they know they get massive revenue because all the Bulldogs fans suddenly come out. They don't know the rules. But they'll fucking go to a doggies game and support them and just yell, come on, ref.
Yeah. Like, it feels a bit like that. I don't want to be a conspiracy.
It fucking is like that. It is. The Bulldogs have been incredibly favoured this year.
Yeah. And you only have to look last year, it was the Warriors. Like, the Warriors got the rub of the green. Everything went their way last year. And I think their actual potential is probably where they're playing this year. Everyone got a bit swept up in the whole Warriors thing last year.
The Bulldogs are sort of...
But just the same mold.
Yeah, they're getting favoured, but also, like, they're getting it hasn't been a great year for a lot of teams that are way better than the Bulldogs.
Mm. So, that was the only one I had. I just wish the consistency was there of when someone gets 10 and when someone doesn't. Surely, when someone goes off with a Cat 1 head knock from a shoulder to the head, it doesn't matter what the mitigating circumstance is.
And then also, the other fuck up he made, Klein, and the video ref, the Bulldog, when Paseka didn't get sin bin, but fucking Waddell did, even though Paseka's whacked him on the head with his shoulder. Like, it makes no fucking sense.
Yeah, but it wouldn't have hurt him. It only hurt him because he got softened up by Waddell's forearm.
Yeah, but Waddell's didn't really make that bad of a contact. It was the fucking shoulder to the snoz that did it to him.
I agree that the worst contact of those two is the point of the shoulder, yeah. But Waddell's the one who, what did he get, like 2 or 3 weeks or something?
I think Waddell was shocked when he realised he was the one getting sin bin. What do you mean? Fuck, man.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, I'm sure there'll be more fuck-ups this weekend.
100%. My fear, and I think you said it last week, that a big game's going to be decided by an absolute howler because there's just about a huge howler. Especially from the bunker every game. And that's...
Yeah, the thing is, either that or it's going to go the other way in a prelim final. Someone really good's going to put their shoulder through someone's head and get nothing but a penalty against them.
Mm. Yeah, which will be different.
Yeah, which again, you can't have different... Like, it's got to be consistent. Yeah. I've said it all year, haven't I? I just want consistency.
You're a man that loves consistency.
I do.
You like the same thing for breakfast. You like the same thing for dinner. You like to go to bed at the same time. You like to know when you work and you're a consistent man.
I like to drink the same beer. That's about as consistent
as I get. They are consistently bad. You've got to give them that.
Consistently inconsistent.
And they're all fucking idiots.
We might go on with some questions. What do you reckon?
Yeah.
I hope it depends on who's asking them.
Well, I've got a late one.
Because that question I saw in the group chat yesterday, I tell you what, it took all my power not to spray him.
Which one was it? Oh, the round end of the season count? Finish. Yeah.
Does round 27 count? Fuck.
All right, Jono asks a question. He says, I have a stack centre wing. You're going to have to listen carefully, all right? He's got Young, Manu, Lomax, Kiraz, Garrick, Iro, and Marzu. So that's his seven centres. He said, I've got reserves already on Gus and Turbo. I need to leave one of my centre wings out. Which one do you leave out?
Oh, well, on current form, I'd probably leave Marzu out. But
you'd say Marzu, but
they're playing the Titans
last week.
I think this is why the question came in.
Yeah.
Who are the Sharks playing this week?
The other one I thought, the Sharks play... I've got no
Sharks
idea.
Sharks play... Mark, you did it. Yeah. The Warriors.
So that's a good matchup.
Two new centers.
So. The other one I thought could be Garrick against the Dogs. He didn't look the best against the Tigers. Looked a little short of a gallop. They're all scary to leave out, like in reality.
I would be leaning towards Iro probably Garrick.
Yeah, I think Garrick myself.
But
yeah, tough matchup against the Bulldogs.
Even when Marzu's gone good this year, he's only scored really 80. So
imagine if this is the week with Best back.
This week.
So I think the odds would say Garrick. I don't think Manly.
I think you got to risk Marzu this week and play him. Yeah. So just pick out of either if Iro doesn't score a try, he scores 40-50. Garrick probably the same. I don't think it's going to be.
And let's be honest, the right side of the Roosters is fresh because they saw no ball last week.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think Garrick. I think that's a pretty good question because a lot of people have that kind of dilemma where they're fully stacked and they've got to leave some pretty handy players out. So I don't mind that. Jeff asks, is trading Turbo to Ponga this week and then back to Turbo via either Ponga or Teddy next week a crazy way to use my last two trades?
How do you have two trades left? It's not crazy at all.
I think it's... I mean, the other problem is Manly lost last week and Turbo looked like he was playing under eights when he just said, we need a try, right? I'll just run straight over you and I'll run straight over you.
The Tigers, though.
Yeah, I know, but I just don't know if any defence makes a difference to Turbo sometimes. He takes hit ups through the middle and breaks through. Yeah. I don't know. He's just a bloody... He's burnt me a lot of times in the last 2 years. Every time I bought him, he's got injured, and that's why I steered clear of him this time. And guess what? He stayed healthy, and he's burnt me.
Yep.
I don't know if I would use a trade in that sense.
I like it, though. I would do it.
If I had two trades, it's something I might do as well because I don't really love anything else. Like this week, I'd probably buy a second rower, so I've got three of them. But...
Joe Chan.
Definitely Joe Chan. All right. Don't hate it. Don't love it. Don't have two trades, Jeff. So up to you. Nigel, is Lomax or Val a bigger target for my last trade this week?
See, Val could go very well this week.
Yep, but Lomax.
Lomax is up against that noted defensive winger, Mike Acebo.
And it's Blaze on that side too, isn't it? Yeah. Talangi, who would defend it beautifully, and Dijon Arce.
Who do the Cowboys play next week? Anyone? No.
Yeah. Someone good, I think. Someone half good. I'm pretty sure St. George play the Dragons, don't they?
They play the Raiders.
Cowboys play the Bulldogs in Sydney next week.
And then Dragons play the Raiders?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, go Lomax.
I think that probably tips Lomax in.
Yeah.
I really do think that's the better two-week play.
Yeah.
So there you go. Mary of Felt by a Gagai fame asked this question. I'll find a giver one. Do you think Nico will play this week?
No.
If he does, would you use your last trade to get him?
No.
Don't think he'll play? I don't think he needs to play.
That's what I'm thinking. I think they rest him this week and give him 1 week before finals.
When do they play compared to everyone else?
Sunday. So
they play Saturday 7:30.
7:30, yeah.
So they will know if Penrith win. If Penrith lose, I reckon he plays.
You reckon?
Well,
Did they really need him?
Probably trading to Nico, Nathan Cleary.
Yeah.
Well, you're gone after Penrith boy.
Oh, shit.
I wouldn't personally.
Who else could you... Like, that's the whole thing. If the Sharks just had picked him in their team, that would have been heaps easier, but she held Cleary last week just to try and make...
Bring in Trindle.
Are you high?
Got to bring in Ben Hunt.
All right.
Yeah, Ben Hunt.
Some questions here that you're for you, Garzy, from our good friend out west. Who are the guns to target now we are in resting season? I think we'll answer that in trade talk, so we might hold that one over.
Good question. Go away.
Because that's one that we'll discuss in trade talk. He asks Marzu to who?
Nobody.
Yeah, I don't
Why are you trading Marzu?
I don't know. You like that question? I don't think I love that question, Dom. I think there's other people that you could trade out. Next question from Dom. He's got a few. Is Katoa a trade if he isn't playing this week? Well, he's not playing this week.
But he's played the Broncos.
Trades and you've got my circumstance where you've only got two active back rowers. Yeah, I'd trade Katoa to someone because likely to rest a few players again next week and not be at full strength against the Broncos team would be incredibly hungry. So not the worst shout to trade Katoa out this week.
But I can cover him, so I wouldn't. If you can cover him,
you hold him. His last question. Oh, no, he's got two more questions. Campbell and Brown at 5'8", who is the better option? Who would you play this week?
Surely you need to play both of them this week. Surely you don't have that many options.
You mustn't. Need
well,
to.
Don't play. I don't fucking know.
That's why they ask us. It's only because it's Dom you're not giving it any credit.
I'm playing Jaden Campbell ahead of Dylan Brown.
Play Dylan Brown because I'm playing Jaden Campbell and Dom's at his...
Mark says Brown over Campbell.
No, I'm playing Campbell over Dylan Brown.
I'm Campbell over Brown.
Yeah, we're both playing Campbell, so play Dylan Brown.
I'm playing Dylan Brown, so steer clear because everyone knows what's happened to my season this year, so good luck with it. Who are the predicted restings in the final round? I think...
What colours is it?
Is it going to rain? I don't know. My thoughts would be, I think Pappenhausen might get a break. So no one will own him, though.
Munster
might. I think a couple of the Chooks might, depending on how this...
Do you reckon he rests them against South? They're very big on that.
They also had a bye 2 weeks ago.
I know, but I think if any of them have got a little niggle...
And if Penrith win, Roosters need to win.
Yeah. So I think a lot comes down to this week. Like, it's hard to predict what's going to happen. So
I think if Penrith lose, they'll mass rest.
Yeah, I agree.
For sure.
Yeah. Although, if Penrith lose and the Sharks win, the Sharks can then jump them if the Sharks win and they mass rest and lose.
But that doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it does. Home final.
No, you don't.
Well, first or second get the home final.
So third and fourth, it doesn't really matter if you finish third or fourth.
Yeah, but if Sharks win this week, they're on the similar points, aren't they? They go to the same points as the Roosters. Yeah, but
Roosters and Melbourne will be first and second then.
Not if the Roosters mass rest and the Sharks win and they lose.
They won't. That's what I'm saying. Roosters won't mass rest if they need a win.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. If Roosters win and then Penrith, it doesn't really matter. They're going to finish third or fourth. They'll rest because it doesn't make a difference to them. It just depends who they want to play.
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying. Yeah. I get what you're saying now. I thought you were saying the Roosters would mass rest.
No, Panthers.
Okay, sorry, mate. Little communication breakdown from Newcastle.
I'm saying that Angus looks like he needs a rest.
No, he's fit and firing.
I think he needs a 2 week rest, to be honest.
Fit and firing.
And put Watson there. Play Watson. Anywhere for 80 something. Yeah, well, that's the questions. You got through Dom's questions pretty well.
Yeah, that was shit.
I don't know if I did. I think we got ourselves confused. Dom will do that to us. But I think we got there in the end.
I got a question. Does anyone know if round 27 counts?
Yes, mate, it does.
No, I don't think so.
For anyone playing along this week.
Sweet.
I wish it didn't. Actually, I probably need it. I need it. I need it to try and claw my way back in. It doesn't matter. Can't get much worse. So
I might have to wear my socks this weekend.
Yes, I might have to get my socks out from about 5 years ago when I was actually good at this game. Oh, dear. Trade talk, boys. Who do we trade this week if we're fortunate enough to have trades? Mary
Tough.
is fortunate enough to have a trade, but I think she'll hold that on advice. She's already asked a question tonight. Good question, too. She's just walked through and she's very confused why her name's being brought up. I know you've got a trademark, so we might
I
head to you
do.
for your actual trade.
Allison has a trade too.
Okay, for your actual trade plans this week.
I'd like to steal her trade so I have two. That would be nice. My actual trade plans this week are to not use the trade this week. I had
So
hoped.
you can cover the outs.
Yeah, I can cover the outs this week. I think I've got the bare three in the back row, so I can cover them. Who have I got in the back row? I've got Crichton, Fifita and Koloa Matangi in the back row. So then I've got Katoa and Pierce Paul who aren't playing this week, but I can cover there. Hopefully, I'm hoping that Cam Murray doesn't get off and Koloa Matangi goes back to lock
You definitely.
and plays big minutes at lock for South this week and next week. I'm gonna hold my trade this week and see what next week throws up and try and cover a gun who gets rested next week.
Good plan. Good plan. All right, Guardsy, we're going to go into this new segment called Hypothetical Trade. Who would you trade if you had a trade left?
I would trade in who I wanted to trade in 2 weeks ago for Cleary. I would before Cleary got injured, it would be Daniel Tupou. He was my guy for the run home, but I had to use my last trade because Cleary decided to be soft.
And
Daniel Tupou scored 100 and what, 20 on the weekend or something like that.
I think it shows, yeah, so pretty good. I think, did he score two or three tries? Could have been more. If he had been where Angus was, he could have scored five tries by running 5 meters. Angus scored five, like seriously, three tries and ran a total of about 12 meters for them. It could have, everything went down that left-hand side. It looked really strong, really powerful. Nothing to say that doesn't happen again and leave Dom Young and Joey Manu owners out in the cold, wishing that they had Daniel Tupou. So, yeah, it's not a bad one. Do you know what he's? Has he got a pretty good recent average,
Yeah,
or is
he's
it,
been pretty good all year,
or
even
was
base
it
wise.
just been sleeping on him a little bit because
Oh, I've
we?
liked him all year. I just haven't pulled the trigger, and I've had him in draft all year. That's what
Yeah.
sort of kept me looking at him. And I just when I had because I had Dom Young, I just couldn't. I didn't want to have two when I probably should have.
Three round average of 85.
Yeah, there you go. Not
So.
too bad. Mark, what are you using your hypothetical trade on this week?
If I wanted to definitely bring someone in this week, I would be targeting Zach Lomax up against Parramatta. If I didn't have him,
Pretty good run for the week after
and
as
then the
well.
Raiders,
Yeah.
he'll go. Who'll he go up against? What wing will he?
Well, Savage is the right
Savage?
winger, so
No, left. So the
yeah.
others, yeah.
Hopalite.
Tuukka
Yeah.
Palotu, who he will just jump over and catch him for fun. Oh no, Tuukka Palotu, but he's on the other side of Lomax. What am I on
Sean Russell.
about? What?
No, it's
For the
against the Raiders,
Raiders.
it'll be Hopalite, won't it?
Yeah,
But
possibly.
this week he's up against Sean Russell, isn't he?
Nah, he'll
Sean
be up
Russell
against
plays.
Michael Sebo.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Mike Acevo, who can't jump, can't run. It looks like he's got nails in his boots. Got so much skin on the back of his head, like I mentioned last week. Have a look for it. He looks like one of those.
It does look like it's if someone's drawn an outline of his brain on the back of his
It's
head.
horrific. He looks like one of those dogs, you know, the dogs with all the big skin on their face, and the owners pull the eyes back, and the dog goes, "Holy shit, what's going on here?"
He showed some toe last week when Saylor made a break and he just
Oh,
walked.
that was so bad. He's dawdled. There you go. Well, hey, you have a go.
And
Oh shit,
then
run through there.
Gutherson was stuck in the mud.
Oh mate, if ever that showed the fiasco that was Parramatta, it was that moment right then. Who would I go if I had a hypothetical trade? I hear you ask. My guy is Dane Gagai. Absolute slept on all year, 733,600. So you could probably go him with any leftover Cleary money. You can also have a look at, he's got a three-round average of 98.7. Had a big game last week. He's back into some try-scoring form. Titans and Dolphins at home. I suspect after this week, the Dolphins don't have anything to play for, which might mean some of their players might not be...
what side does Gagai play?
What was right? that?
Does Gagai play right side?
Yeah.
So he'll be up against...
Fafita and... David Fafita, and who's the winger? Who's the bloke outside him? Sammy?
No, yeah. Sammy's in...
Brian Kelly?
Might be Brian Kelly. Yeah, don't know. But he does take that personally, that challenge against other Aboriginal players too, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He really likes to get it over the top of them. It's a real knockout vibe when he plays against another Indigenous player opposite him. So
the Knights are just giving him early ball and saying, have a crack.
He's got the best. Like, I didn't realise he had such good footwork. Like, when he gets that early ball and he's one-on-one.
That was good, the move he did on the weekend, to get past whoever it was and then set up the winger sharp in the corner.
He's done a couple. He did one the week before where
against
he broke...
against the Sharks, he made someone look a bit silly.
He just about broke their ankles. And
he just looks so strong as well.
He did his ball, though. He went around him and went into someone. I think he ticked on the winger, went into touch or something like that. But he's a guy, he's less than 2% owned. Bang Gagai. Like, he's a guy that I'm seriously thinking about just starting the year with him and just holding, because his season average is in the 70s. And no one owns him. No one ever owns him. So he's always got a couple of big games. So that's where I would be heading. That's trade talk. Pretty small sample size this week because, let's be honest, between the three of us, there's one trade. So doesn't make for good listening if we just rattle off. No trades, no trades, no trades. All right, Wags team, Mark. I think in the playing for sheep stations head-to-head, it's the battle of the wives, I believe. Yeah, right.
There you go.
I'm pretty sure. I'll just double check that while you talk to us about...
Anyway, my wife has reclaimed bragging rights in our household with what was, I thought was a decent score, 1,358 last week, but she still, even with that score, saw 431 red arrows, still enough to see her in 7,725th position overall, which is about 300 spots ahead of me. I think I mentioned earlier that she still has a trade left. She held Nathan Cleary last week as well. What she's thinking this week is moving Nathan Cleary on via Jules to Angus Crichton.
Mm. No concern for a rest?
No, okay. not this week.
Righto. Very good. Yes, it is definitely Mary versus Allison. In the playing for sheep stations.
They're both so competitive too.
Yeah, and they both know all about it.
Yeah.
So Mary beat Jamie, who gave me a touch up the week before when he scored 1501.
There's some vengeance for you.
Yeah, 1398 for Mary to 1351. And Allison beat Jed. Poor old Jed.
Who beat me in the first week.
Yeah, so Jed went down 1317 to 1358. So there's the story of the head-to-head playing for Sheep Stations League. Might have a quick look at where we sit with who's leading. Guardsy, you're still
Guardsy's
in front. Still in front by about 235 points to Richie's Ranger and Graham. But Graham, the coach, scored 1476 last week, so that's a pretty handy score, our top score for the week. So he's closing in, Guardsy. Be careful. You might get overtaken.
Not scared, mate.
Not scared of Graham.
No.
How's that? And with Richie Rangers. 1476 last week, Richie's Rangers only moved up 399 spots.
Yeah. How hot's that for a week? You nearly get 1,500. And from 2,400, he's only moved up to 2,000th. Unbelievable. I'd have that score and I'd be dancing down the street, and then you see that on Monday and go, what the hell? So good score, Richie. Richie's Rangers and Graham as the coach. So not too bad. Guardsy, did you have any insight into Rose's team or you?
Oh, mate. Rose dead set could have had an incredible week. I'll tell you the players she had, and then I'll tell you what she did. He owned Harry Grant, Tarpany, Fenua Blake, Angus Crichton, Ellie Katoa, Matt Burton, all these guys, Kale Eero, like she had all these blokes score huge. And then she didn't realize the Cowboys weren't playing. So she she didn't play. She had Scott Drinkwater playing. She had Val Holmes playing. She also didn't realize a couple of weeks ago that Nathan Cleary was injured. So she still had him playing. And to make it even better,
she had captain on Cleary.
Her vice captain was on Scott Drinkwater.
Oh,
her captain was on Nathan Cleary. And so she still scored 11.25.
Oh, she nearly beat me.
She could have had it.
Has she got eight trades left, Garzy?
She's got one trade left. Oh. And
what are you doing with it?
Well, she's been banished out of the house. She picked Ben's soft vagina.
Oh.
Mm. Born Ben's soft vagina. I told her to get out, pack her bags, and leave.
Very, very, very good. All right, Mary's team scored 1398, so two off 1400, and dropped 80 spots. You know it's a hot weekend when you're getting the better part of 1400. You're sitting 2800th, and you drop, or 2600th, and you drop 80 spots. Like, that's ridiculous. Yeah. So yeah, pretty hot field last week. Got a pretty good team this week. She's not too impacted by too many outs. I think she's got Harry Grant and Katoa who aren't in, but she's got plenty of coverage to cover that. So she's going to VC Lomax and Captain Teddy this week. So who's Rose thinking of going to stick with Cleary as the captain?
She's actually captaining Ben Hunt.
Okay.
She's going to leave the VC on Drinkwater. She said with all of Melbourne's outs, Scott Drinkwater could go well.
Look, if I know Rose, she knows football. So one bad weekend doesn't take that credit away. So what about Alison? Where's she headed for her captains and vice-captains?
Good question. No idea.
No idea. Have to sit with the Brains Trust, the one that's doing well. Okay. Well, hopefully at the
she
end.
She won't ask me. I've got no idea. She's gone past me. So,
if Alison beats me, we'll organise a fight out on the street.
Right,
whoever doesn't win. If
yeah.
we can't sort the super coach out, we'll get them to have a bit of a fight out on the street. Right, captains and vice-captains, let's get some sensibility back into this. Finish this up. We've dribbled for long enough. Captains and vice-captains, it's the second week in a row I've got a free loop because I don't have enough players in positions, because that's just how my season's rolled and I've burnt through trades and I don't like it, Guardsy. You told me I'd love it and I hate it. So next year, I'm going to be able to max trade for the last 5 weeks. Mark my words. I might be coming.
You said you were going to do that this year.
I might be coming 70,000 because I'm not going to make any moves. I'm not going to have any money to spend, but I'm going to have trades. So I'll be pushing Sam Strone Street to some other rookie at this time of year, loving life. All right. Guardsy, who are you captaining and vice captaining this week?
Yeah, it's a tough one this week. I don't really, I'm not set in stone right now. After Melbourne's restings, I think I'm going to VC Val Holmes because he could score a few, kick some goals, you know.
It could get away from Melbourne pretty quickly with a lot of their main players out. Their system.
Especially in their forward.
Their system could go up there and still just lose, or that wouldn't surprise me if they win. But it also wouldn't surprise me if it's a 40-10. Yeah. Jeez, imagine if they get 50 scored on them. Impossible for them to win the comp then.
Exactly.
I don't think Craig Bellamy's thinking of that.
I think Val's a good vice-captain option this week because it's a bit of a weird week, this one. Mm-hmm. And then captains, it'll be between Teddy again and Ponga.
Yeah. What do you think about?
I had similar thoughts initially with Val Holmes, but I've landed on Zach Lomax for the vice captain.
Because for the same reasons, he could score a couple and tick 10 goals. Yeah,
correct.
Scores tries,
kick goals. And similarly, at the moment, I've got Teddy with the C but could be tempted to pull another bit of a...
Who do they play? Right. Who do the Roosters play? They play the Raiders?
Yeah.
The Raiders could have a dip after they were up so hard last week at home.
Could be tempted to go pod play on Ponga this week because, again, I'm 8,000th. What have I got to lose? Ponga goes nuts, scores 180. Not many people captain him.
Yeah, but even last week, Roosters looked a bit average and then they just turned it on and the Titans got absolutely lapped.
Yeah.
See it happening again.
Yeah, it was an interesting one. It was like they had gears and they just went, right, now we're going to score and then we're just going to go through our sets. Now we're going to score, now we're going to go through our sets. So, and he's in the thick of it. Like he's down the right, he's down the left, he's everywhere. So he's not stuck on one side. So he does get a lot of those little tip-ons, you know, second last pass, kind of make the overlap, which they are awarding the try assist to this year. So he's just as likely to slide through for a couple of tries as well. I've landed on Val as well for the same reasons, Guards. Not often you'd pick a vice-captain against Melbourne, but I think if there's ever a week, it's this one where they've travelled from Melbourne to Townsville, couldn't get polar opposite conditions, really, with a weakened side, significantly weakened side. I think they've got 8 players out of their starting side from last week or something like that. It's a lot of players out. So, could be more. So I've landed on Val and I'm going to captain Ponga. I think a lot of people land on Teddy this week. So I think I just need to try and have a point of difference and have somebody who can score big, who I've got a bit of confidence in who they're playing, and hope that I get a bit of luck and I can make the 3,500 spots I dropped last week back up and get back out of application. So not have to worry about round 27 for my spoon bowl, you know. So that's where I'm at. The great time of week. Mark's magic multi last week. Two of your players scored a hat-trick. So his 3 players scored 6 tries between them. Shame one of them didn't score any.
Fucking Bulldogs. That's why I hate the Bulldogs. Birmingham. Fucking hell. Connor Tracy. What an asshat. Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Anyway, let's move on. This week, I've spoken about this man plenty. Zach Lomax. $1.51 you can still get for him to score a try against Parramatta.
I think you're a coward if you don't put him in for 2.
Oh, well, maybe to put him in for 2. They've gone to the Dolphins Brisbane game. I've gone Jack Bostock to score a try.
Wrong wing.
Huh?
Wrong wing.
Why?
Because Chopsticks is on Dean Mariner's side.
Is he?
Yeah.
No, isn't it the other way?
Doesn't Chopsticks play right side?
No, he does, but...
Mariner plays left.
Yeah, all good.
Just saying.
Have you seen Chopsticks play?
Yeah.
Have you seen Dean Mariner defend?
And then I've gone, Kalen Ponga. This is just more out of hope for me and my super coach. If I captain him, I want him to score a try.
I will scratch Ponga straight away. He's not scoring, so
yeah, don't probably captain not. Him. Anyway.
I'm going to have all of them for 2 tries.
All of them for 2?
Yeah, that's how confident I am this week.
If you put it on for a single try, you can get $6.60 for all 3 or $7.38 with a boost. And then inevitably when one of them doesn't score and we're chasing our tail in the last round, it's going to be a bumper multi next week.
If you don't win this one, I demand 3 props.
Right. No, I'm going to pick one in every game.
A prop in every game. Alex Twile's going to be one 8
try scorers.
Jensen's on fire.
Hazelton's
too short.
Yeah, well, you can't pick Adam Fanua Blake. He's
out.
He's priced it. Yeah, well, he is.
Billy Kamanu in his last game for the Tigers.
He's a bit of a try scorer anyway. Well, next week, we've got... he's been the butt of a few jokes. He's followed the multi religiously. He says he's down a little bit, so he needs something. I'm going away with Kev next week, and we're going to come live from Threadbow. For the podcast, I'm going to have him on. We're going to talk about his strategy and what he's learnt this year. So, Guardsy, I hope you're there because it's going to be a real treat.
Special guest. We're going big for the last pod of the year.
We're talking about Spoon Bowl. Kev is the Spoon Bowl for the playing for sheep stations. After a really quick start, he got out to a significant lead. I think he was ahead by about 500 after 3 weeks.
Penthouse to the outhouse.
Yeah, so we're going to ask him about what his strategy was to start the year, what he's learned, and what his strategy is moving forward into next year. And then I'm going to kick him out of the room that I'm going to do the podcast in, not let him talk anymore if his answers aren't any good. So could be a real hoot next week. This podcast could go for 4.5 hours. If anyone's met Kev, he's a talker. He will love himself sick.
He'll be telling you.
He'll be telling us. It'll be all about the stats. He'll have the stats. I think now that he knows he's actually going to be on, he thought I was taking the piss, but I'm for real, Kev. You're on next week. Get your stats ready, mate, because that's what I'm going to love you for. Thanks for that.